W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer was the big winner, taking home 7 statues, including Best Picture and Best Director. Emma Stone beat out Lily Gladstone for Best Actress, saying in her acceptance speech she was proud of the entire Poor Things cast and crew.
It's about a team that came together to make something greater than the sum of its parts. And that is the best part about making movies.
Kensington Palace under pressure to answer questions about whether the first picture of the Princess of Wales, released since her hospitalization, has been digitally altered. The photos now withdrawn by international photo agencies and by the British National News Agency. Palestinians began fasting for Ramadan today as the Muslim holy month arrives, with Gaza ceasefire talks at a standstill. More heavy rain and snow in the northeast over the weekend. More than 55 million people were under wind alerts in the southeast. Strong wind and heavy rain as well. This is ABC News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is expected back in a federal courtroom today to face a new indictment on expanded corruption charges. He is accused of peddling his political influence. A vote expected this week on Capitol Hill on a measure that would force a Chinese company to sell one of its most popular platforms on the internet, TikTok. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Washington.
TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese company, and lawmakers had expressed concerns that through that company, the Chinese government could gain access, for instance, to user data, or could manipulate TikTok's very, very popular algorithm. You're talking about a lot of people on this app to try to propagate misinformation. Those are all claims, by the way, that TikTok has denied. But lawmakers for a long time had been saying that they wanted to do something about those concerns.
And a Super Bowl-winning quarterback is on the move. ESPN is now reporting that Russell Wilson, released by the Broncos, is signing a 1-year deal to play for the Steelers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of 2 large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers get iced. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports men's college hockey. The Badgers losing at home to Ohio State 3-1 in the Kohl Center. It was game 3 of a best of 3-game series. The Buckeyes with a losing record now advance in the Big Ten tournament, while the Badgers with the second best record will wait to find out in 2 weeks where they'll be seated in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers women's hockey team winning 6-3 against OSU Saturday in a competition in Minneapolis. College basketball, Marquette, the number 3 seed in the Big East tournament, after beating Xavier. They'll play on Thursday. Wisconsin is the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament after losing on the road to Purdue 78-70. The Badgers will either face Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at the Target Center in Minneapolis. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-117 win over the Clippers. Is the chemistry between Damian Lillard and Giannis improving?
It's getting better and better. They're trusting it. You put two great players together.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy but mild, 68 for a high. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy Master and Green Bay's own Ben Chan. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, right?
A little chilly out there right now.
Oh, but wait.
28, 32, 32.
But tomorrow, 70.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know how much the nice
look
weather
how,
meant
look
to
how
me.
Handsome Todd looks with his new haircut.
Oh, yeah. Todd got a new do.
Wow.
Not a new do. Just got
is that a new style, Todd?
Not really.
No, it's the same one.
Yeah.
It's just short on the
sides. It seems a little shorter on the sides than normal.
Always the same.
Okay.
It's like a one or something.
All right.
When to get his money's worth.
I guess, huh? Nice. weekend, huh?
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on. A lot of heartbreak for local basketball teams. That Lena game, girls, they were 5 seconds away from a state championship.
Right.
The girl from Albany or wherever they are was 30 feet away from the basket.
Yeah.
And they do not win the state championship. That was unbelievable.
That was a heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
Did you know, I don't know, when you drive through Lena, you know, they have the sign, you know, basketball champs. They haven't won since 80?
90, yeah.
Or 80, 90?
No, I'm sorry. 1980 or 81,
right.
I think. 81 season. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
They sold more tickets than anybody.
Than the city.
They had the smallest city there and sold more tickets than anybody else. Yeah,
yeah.
That was cool. That's something about state tournament basketball is amazing.
Oh, and did they play hard.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, that was another 10 seconds in that game would have been a different score. You
absolutely
know what I mean? It just was like, wow.
Then Notre Dame got beat, kind of a, I mean, they just didn't, it's one of those games that they got outplayed.
Yeah.
That happens.
Did.
The DePere boys got beat the other night.
Yeah.
You know, they were going for the second straight state championship. But yeah, a lot of the local teams came up a little short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what else was in town this weekend, you guys? I didn't tell you this. That at Pee Wee Hockey was at the DePere Ice Center.
Oh, cool.
And that was, I don't know if that was state champion, but there's teams from, you know, DePere, obviously, but, you know, Janesville, Washington City.
Boy, those teams travel, don't they? Hockey.
You know, that is an expensive sport
really
as a parent.
Really expensive.
It's like parents who, like, you know, you never tell anyone how to raise their kids, but there are people who said to me, don't get your kids in hockey.
Don't put them on skates.
Right, because it's, and they have to pay. They stay at the hotels. They have to pay for that, all that. They buy all the equipment. The schools, the teams don't buy that. I mean, you sponsor the teams, and maybe they have a fundraiser.
It's your own personal equipment that
right.
you get. It's not like in football where there's 100 helmets up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that was fun. I went to that on Saturday.
That's
cool. That was a good time. And those kids, you know, they're only, 13, 14. My nephew plays. And he's good. I mean, I can't believe how fast he can skate backwards. And he scored the first goal, but then, I don't know, something they were. I don't understand hockey, but somebody was over the line, so it didn't count. But I talked to him after, and I was watching him play, and little chippy.
He said
spent a little time in the penalty box.
Ah.
Like Henry.
Yeah.
And, But the ref said to him, stop talking. He goes, I'm not going to stop talking. It's like, but anyway, that was fun.
Okay.
That was great. There's just a lot going on in Green Bay.
Yeah, I went to a fun thing yesterday in that little band they're putting together. Shouldn't say little. They're talented. Decades is the name of the band.
Yeah.
And Dennis from the Glam Band has been very instrumental in getting those people together. Went to their rehearsal, their big like dress rehearsal, well, not dress rehearsal, but a big rehearsal type thing for the show that they're going to be putting on. I was really impressed.
Fun.
It's amazing how you can get kids who just never knew each other a few months ago, and if they all got that talent and that passion.
And if they're, like, we talked a little bit about that on Friday with the Glam, with Dennis. If you're focused not on who's better, who's doing this, who's doing the lead, it's like, we're focused on the audience and putting out some good music. If they can learn that at whatever they're, how old are those kids? 14, 15?
14, 15, 16?
They're going to do all right.
No, it was great.
That's
really
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's the 29th, right? We're going to that?
Yes. Yep. 29th. I got a question here. Text, I would love to hear Mino's opinion on the WIA's competitive balance now that forces teams to go up to higher divisions after success. I think it's ridiculous.
I don't, but.
Okay.
But he didn't ask for my opinion, or she didn't.
What do you think of WIA considering NIL for high school players? I think it's a dumb idea.
But, okay, just the NIL I would agree with you on, but let's go back to the first statement. So don't you go to see it competitive? And when you get teams, because right now the divisions are set by the size of your school.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get basketball scores of 110 to 16, mm-hmm. you get football scores. So Notre Dame is, what, 750 students?
Probably.
760, something like that. And West High School is, what, 1,400? Probably 1,200, 1,400.
Okay.
I'm just saying, they played each other, and we left at halftime, and it was 61-6. That's not good football. It's not good for the losing team. And I think that because the smaller school, they need to be in a more competitive division. I really believe that. I think if you've got the talent that, and I think as a, and I was no athlete, I'll tell you that, but I think you want to play tougher teams, don't you?
Well, I mean, you play who's in your conference and everything. That's for one thing.
But
Green Bay West isn't a good team to. I mean, that poor school trying to get players, you know, competitive in that way is pretty tough. Same thing with Green Bay East these days.
But
I mean, what I'm saying is they're playing a school twice their size, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
It's just they're so down these days, Green Bay East and Green Bay West.
Right.
But I don't understand the other thing. I know what they're trying to say, but they're almost trying to take away those. But like, okay, so what happens when you're a Division I school and you keep winning? Where do you go from there?
Play colleges? you're right. I mean, that's true.
See what
I
mean?
Point. Yeah.
And then if you might have a couple of good classes in smaller schools, you might have, you know, a good group
for a
couple of years. They're fantastic. And then you know what? The next year, the bottom falls right out. But those kids then are penalized because of the success of the kids before them. I don't think that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's my opinion.
Don't.
Okay. And the NIL thing for high school players, what a can of worms that would be. I mean, then it's just, it's blatant high school recruiting and whatever. And
Oh, and marketing. And
wow. Yeah. I don't think, you know what? I remember 7-8 years ago when Roger Goodell said one of the biggest problems we have in all of sports is the threat of gambling. And now Roger Goodell is so big into gambling.
Yeah.
It's mind boggling. I mean, that was, oh my goodness gracious.
Right.
And that's why the guy got fined. Rudy Gobert got fined $100,000 a couple of days ago because he fouled out of the game and he made the money sign to the ref. Like, hey, you betting on this game? Yeah, $100,000 he got fined.
Wow. That's funny you did that.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things where, you know, one or two calls during the course of a close ball game can make the difference between you just took in $10,000 from your bookie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's incredible. I will be shocked if there isn't some big scandal at any, I don't care what level it is, college football, college basketball, pro sports. I will be shocked if it doesn't come out where a ref gets busted for making big wagers at some point. I really and truly believe that.
That one guy did time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name? You know, one of the things is, a lot of guys say, you know, the player, it won't be the players because they make so much money.
Right.
That extra isn't worth it. College players, even the best ones now, make so much money, it's not worth it. But who are the guys that don't make bad money but still have a huge influence on the game?
Yeah.
The refs. So, yeah, I would be shocked if in college or pro sports something doesn't happen sooner or later.
So this, and
here's the thing, still, you know what I get a kick out of? they always say, you know, even if somebody does get busted, like even like Paul Hornung, okay, and his defense when he got suspended was, well, I always bet on my team. I always bet on my team. First of all, you don't know that, and secondly, if you get in the hole when you're gambling, what's the way to get out of the hole?
Oh man,
miss a couple of shots, fumble at the five. There's so many ways, because once you get into that game, because I'll tell you what. I've done it. I've gambled as far as against point spreads. It is one of the hardest things to do that there is. It's unbelievably hard to win consistently against point spreads.
Yeah.
Vegas does such an amazingly good job at making that point spread so tough.
I think it becomes an addiction. I also that you can get into debt with the wrong people. And, yeah, I can see you throwing the game just to get out of the hole.
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah.
Then I would bet anything it's happened.
You would bet, John. Come on.
I'd be willing to wager.
I'd be willing to wager.
I'd be willing to wager.
3-1 odds. Yeah. But yeah. I do think that's, yeah. The disingenuousness of the NFL with that game, and you're so right about that.
What a word. Disingenuous.
Well, don't just...
I like it.
Oh, for Goodell to say this is so bad.
It's a terrible thing.
This is our lead sponsor.
Oh, man, this is great.
Right. This is...
Yeah, bet as often as you can. Bet as many times as you can.
And it's constant, the commercials. Although...
And they say those companies, I was reading that one article about it, those gambling companies will give you, like, if you lose a few, they'll be like, hey, we'll give you a $500 bonus.
Really?
That, yeah. Oh. Which just hooks the people even more then.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because then they lose that. And then,
then it's like, we're not going to forgive this one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, look, this is addictive. You're focusing on younger kids, right, in their 20s.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the whole marketing of that's very strong, by the way.
Oh, it's just 60 Minutes.
Oh, that's what it was on?
Yeah, it was
right.
Like 60 Minutes.
That's right.
And they're talking about kids are using their student loan money.
Right.
And losing it.
And then the gaming, they go to the gamers, some of those companies, and they're like, oh, there's a disclaimer on there. Well, you know, on the bottom of the screen, it's really, you can't even read
tiny
it.
Little,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you have a problem, you think you got a problem, call this 800 number.
But, you know, I know of at least three, off the top of my head, high school sports booster clubs, okay, where person got busted for stealing, okay, and each one of them admitted it was a gambling problem, which is what they were doing with it.
Yeah, I think we know that.
I know of three off the top of my head.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, that lady from the United Way, remember she got clipped, that lady in the treasurer's office in the county, it's not a good thing. I don't, it's fun, I guess, but boy, I'm really surprised that the NFL, as much as they're all about youth and play 60 and that they really promote that.
I know.
Don't
even get me started on Goodell. Oh my God.
Think he's going to make it on his 40?
Like I used to say about Pat Tagliabue, he stands up in his ivory tower, pees on the head of football fans, and tries to convince them it's raining. Goodell does the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So anyway. Well, okay.
Hey, we got to talk about, I don't know if we're going to do this in this hour or the 8 o'clock, but this is the 4th year anniversary of COVID.
Yeah, oh, I saw that someplace.
Do you remember that? Because I don't know if it was
when... It was on my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
It was on my birthday. Sat down to watch a basketball game.
And you're like,
big
what?
Game. It's like, what's... I still remember the people leaving the arena.
Yeah.
It was my birthday it started.
There was a lot of... I don't know.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Getting it started here on a Monday morning. Mind on the Mayor. Back at this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hay and Meatpacking reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This from Hay and Meatpacking in Kolkata, serving the community since 1959. Visit hayandmeats.com. That's hayandmeats.com. For those not here, may their memory be a blessing.
For 65 years, Menards has been the one-stop shop for post-frame buildings. Whether it's protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Design your post-frame building and save big. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store or online with our design programs. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards and Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Rhino the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app where you can watch us.
Did you wake up okay today? With the time change, you guys. I mean, you're all here. Kudos to
the staff. No, you know what? I didn't sleep last night. I had another. But listen, okay.
That you cheated.
This is going to sound weird, but yeah, I took a nap. Boy, you know what I watched last night a bunch, though? That series, Masters of the Air.
Oh, yeah.
About World War II.
Yep.
The Air Force. Wow, is that a great series. It is tremendous. It is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah.
But anyway, cool. Okay, how weird is this? When's the last time you had a toothache?
Ooh, long time ago. Long time ago.
I got a toothache. It feels like I just wanted to rip my tooth out. I haven't had a toothache since I was like 11.
Yeah, I was going to say it's.
How do you get a toothache out of the blue? How does a grown person get a toothache? You want to take a look
could
at it?
Could it be? No, not at all. Well, Todd, why don't you get a dentist on? And then
right
Todd
here.
Can get some, John can get some free advice. No,
right
I don't know. I'm not going to touch you. Not even look. Here's the.
So I couldn't sleep because his toothache hurts so much.
But it could be something else. Could be like an ear infection and that's getting down to your jaw. And, yeah. I don't
look
know.
Look at it, though. Do you see it?
No. Jesus, John.
I just want to know if it looks weird.
You look weird. Yes. Okay.
Wow. Didn't we hear that?
Did you?
But then the Oscars were on last night.
No, I just wanted to hear, what did you do to get rid of your toothache?
I didn't. I still have it.
You're just working in pain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. Employee of the day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hope it's contagious. I really do. I literally hope it's contagious.
Yeah. It shows how much you know about medicine. Yeah. I don't think toothaches are contagious.
They can be.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Did you watch the Oscars at all last night?
No, I didn't.
No.
And it was pretty much a runaway, right?
With Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, but not great.
That's what I heard a lot of people said about it. Like, it was good, but...
Yeah, like, okay.
But this is the guy, I didn't see it, but this is the guy conflicted with, who worked in Los Alamos?
Yeah.
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 I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah. Okay. Sightseeing. I just read about it. I don't know. That story sounded good.
It kind of dragged.
Oh.
it was like long and kind of drag. And it's not the most stimulating subject there. I mean, you're obviously, changing the world and that's, but still it was, these nuclear physicists, but it's just funny. The guy then that won the award. Okay. Was it? Okay. Okay. The guy that won the award.
Yeah.
He was in that other show that I used to watch, which was fantastic. Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Did you watch that about the English mafia, or is it Irish or English? Irish.
Probably Irish.
Mafia. Yeah. Right after World War I. And it's nasty. It's really good, though. But that's the guy that was there. Yeah.
Because he picked up. Did he get the best Oscar?
Yeah.
That best actor? Okay.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Somebody got shut out. I was reading this morning. I don't know. I don't really follow the Oscars. I don't go to movies, so it's not exciting if you don't go to movies to watch the Oscars, right? The only thing I read about was why is it called the Oscar? So I spent some time on that.
That's it.
That's what I.
Okay.
Okay. They don't really know why it's called an Oscar, but I guess some lady.
Yeah, she just named it that. The lady that like designed it or something.
Or she? Well, actually, she was more the secretary. No, I don't know.
Something,
she designed it, but she
just
worked there,
and that was the term they used, and it stuck. I know.
That's kind of cool.
You know, I cannot find mine.
You know, from Nagani.
No, from Wasabi.
Wasabi, whatever.
I'm looking all over for it because I got to prove to you.
Right.
I got to prove this to you.
Right. And that was plaster Paris, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the nose busted off and stuff. Yeah. Maybe I give it to that one lady from, remember Denmark? She fixes old religious statues.
She does.
Maybe she could work on this.
Yeah, it could be a real undertaking.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to prove to you.
Put that on a resume.
All right. Got a thing here, Jim. All private schools should be in the division that they're located in. They are surround Notre Dame. They are surrounded by D1 schools in Green Bay. Aquinas and Madison Edgewood are D5 private schools in D1 cities. They can blatantly hold enrollment down to only stay in lower divisions. My kid's school has 600 students, and now we're going to be D1 for wrestling and volleyball against schools that have over 2,000 high school students. Fair? See, do you understand my point, though?
That's more, John, that's your cup of tea. I don't.
No, I don't know. I
should have waited because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Especially smaller schools.
But
you can have one group of great athletes come through.
You're talking about a bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that can drop out so fast, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't. And I do know there are accusations I've heard of some Catholic, or not just Catholic, some private schools that do try to specifically stay in a certain enrollment so that they can pretty much dominate that enrollment. I have heard that.
Yeah,
many times in different circles.
Me too. Okay. I'm looking at this, not so much the winners, but the losers. I don't like to see kids get blown out. I just don't think that's good, and I don't know if that there's ever been any studies on that. But I would not like to lose a basketball game by 100 or a football game by 70. I don't know. Does that affect them, or is that just one day? It would affect me, I'll tell you that. So
yeah, I know what you mean. I really do. I hate to see some of those scores, too.
And I don't want it to be...
Especially in girls' basketball.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't want it to be everybody wins. I like competition. Life is... I mean, we're capitalists, right? There's winners and losers in our economy. But I don't know. I still think it's fair.
I really, anyway, I know.
It, like you said,
but
you're
there's an
about
argument
Eastern
on both
West.
Sides. You know, if a kid's been sitting the bench all the time and all of a sudden gets a chance to play, they want to score.
But then I think you have to look at the demographics too. And if you know someone grew up playing, you know, pee wee hockey, and then they're in all these clubs. But if you have that's not a good example because that's more clubs. But let's say even a high school, if those kids grew up playing football or baseball, but you look at East High School. You're talking about kids that probably didn't play a lot of football.
Absolutely.
You know, very heavy Hmong population. I don't think football was a big, big thing. You know, take on Notre Dame in cricket, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. I want kids to look forward to it. And I just, if you're going in there thinking.
I know. I'm with you. Totally.
I'm more concerned about the other side than the
winners. You always mention cricket. I still don't know where there's a cricket field here.
West Side. I dedicated it. I don't know if it's still there, but there's a cricket field in on the west side of Green
Bay. Who plays cricket? That's like from India, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all there.
We have a lot of people from India here?
Yeah. Yeah, look at the... Yeah, we do. We have a... I don't know what our Indian population is. I bet you it's over 1%. I mean, you look at the Hmong population.
From the country of India?
Yeah, that would be Indians. Yeah, India. India.
I don't know of any.
John, that's... I don't think you should say that on the air.
Well, I don't. I don't.
John, there's a lot of Indians.
In is there?
Yes. Well, don't you go to that Indian restaurant on...
No, I've never been there.
Well, you used to go to it.
I did?
Yeah.
What was it? What do you mean? I've never eaten Indian food.
It used to be Hooters.
Oh. Well, back then.
And now it's...
I know where you mean.
Oh, yeah, I know where you mean. Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
Oh,
but that is now a great Indian restaurant. That's where Aaron Rodgers went.
I think I remember that. Right. Aaron Rodgers mentioned
that. And I like going there. The guy's super nice.
Oh, we'll go there sometime.
That's fine. I'll go there.
I told you my
place on Oneida Street I love.
My cousin is like prime minister of India. You know that. Yeah. I told you that.
Okay. That's right. Is this Bali music? What is this?
No. Bagpipes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the other thing I got to...
My bagpipes are still under the counter here.
I got a girlfriend for your son. We'll get back to that.
Miss Check? Miss World Check? Yeah.
Oh. You saw that?
You
see her?
Oh, yeah.
Me's the big check guy. Right.
Oh, yeah. We got a center break. Back after this.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Are you a dairy farmer looking to stay ahead of the curve in an ever-evolving industry? The key to success in today's fast-paced dairy industry is really a focus on continuous improvement and innovation. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and the countdown is on to the 2024 Business Conference presented by the Professional Dairy Producers. It's set for March 13th through the 14th at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. Cassandra Strupp, PDP program manager, says whether you are a producer, industry professional, or a student, this is your chance to get the tools to drive innovation in your business.
So it's very timely, it's very relevant, and it really fits their needs in the fact that if you need quick sound bites, the Learning Lounges is going to be for you. If you need to learn by seeing, touching, and doing, the hands-on hubs are going to speak to you. If you need to do one-on-one with your session and really do a deep dive, your breakouts and your specialties are going to be what's going to gear you into the next year. So we're definitely gearing in or focusing in on your different learning styles so that when you go back to your business, you are fueled up, you are energetic, and super excited for this next year, regardless if it's the next 6 months, the next year, or even further beyond that.
That was Professional Dairy Producers Program Manager Cassandra Strupp. With over 54 educational sessions, there is something for everyone. So whether you're a seasoned dairy farmer, a curious consumer, or simply someone with a passion for agriculture, mark your calendars to attend. You can find more information on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
Lely Center Monroe is ready to upgrade your dairy farm with the latest robotic milking and feeding equipment. Your cows will be healthier and happier with a consistent 24/7 milking and feeding routine. Thousands of dairy producers are embracing the Lely way of milking and feeding, saving time and money while having high-quality milk. Find them on Facebook, Lely Center Monroe, or stop by the shop in Monroe. Lely, a world leader in robotic milking and feeding.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds. Protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Farmers not yet enrolled in the Ag Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs for 2024, you have until March 15th. Both safety net programs delivered by the USDA's Farm Service Agency provide vital income support to farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2024 crop year. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 61 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, 38 tomorrow, mostly cloudy but mild, 68 for a high. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Got a big show coming up today. We got Brittany Merlot standing by talking about this unbelievable, unprecedented weather we got coming up. We've got BJ Ganim coming up in our veteran spotlight at about 7:06. BJ is a Marine veteran of the Iraq War, had an amputated leg, and has done so much for veterans since then. It's mind-boggling, just incredible. But we want to talk about, he did one of the most amazing things in Madison. Back when they were having the, I don't know if you want to call them riots or the disturbance, whatever it was there a few years back. And what he did is unbelievable. I want to talk to him about that. That's going to be at about 7:06. And every week, of course, we've got our veteran spotlight. We've got Kathy Larkin, our old friend. Worked with her in radio for a lot of years. She's stopping by just to have some yucks today. So that'll be fun. But first, let's talk to Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. Are you adjusting to this time change? I'm not doing so well.
I set a couple alarms just in case because I.
Jim is fascinated by this upcoming weather, Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany.
Oh, me too.
Did you see that we might another record tomorrow? It might be. I'm not saying it's going to be. It might be. But the high that we've ever had, I think, was 70 degrees, and I guess it's going to be like 70 degrees or 68, 69 tomorrow. I mean, that's, is it going to ever snow again? I mean, people will talk about that because it's like, oh, you wait, you know, I remember back here, there, and are we going to get snow again?
You know, there are still some small chances, but that big, heavy, crazy storm, I'm not seeing it just yet. But as soon as Sunday, there is a chance for some light snow once again, but nothing pretty big or major.
I'm talking snowblower.
No, I don't see it.
So I can drain the snowblower, get it
all.
How
many times did you use yours this year?
Once.
Once? Isn't that amazing?
I used it once this year.
Well, you were lucky enough to use it because you had the blizzard warnings most of the state. We didn't.
Yeah.
What's going on, Brittany? Do you know? I mean, I don't want to talk about the whole global warming thing, whatever, and open that thing up. But, I mean, this is really unprecedented almost, isn't it?
Yes, this is something I have never seen in all of my forecasting. It's very, very rare. I mean, you've got El Nino, yes, paired with climate change. I'm sorry, but I have to say it. It's true, whether, you know, who's causing that or not. But our climate is changing. We are warming, and we are seeing this paired with El Nino just really slamming us right now. And we have three low pressure systems. So what's happening is it's just so warm down to the south. It's allowing all of that warm air to creep so far north. And we've got a bunch of low pressure systems that keep lining up from all the way down into Colorado to Canada. And they're in the same line. And that's filtering all of this warm air right back here, of course, as far north as Wisconsin. And of course, that slides to the East Coast, too. So we're not the only ones seeing this abnormal warm winter. And in fact, I was looking at Milwaukee, too. They've issued more tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings than winter weather warnings or advisories or anything this year.
But Brittany, is this a fluke? Is this, you know, or is this the way it's going to be? Two reasons. One is I would really rethink my business if I was in, you know, the ski thing, snowmobile skiing, if even the ancillary things, helmets, all that. I would not want to stay in that business if this is the way it's going to be. The other thing on the plus side is I said to my wife, I could live here all year because I'm thinking I'm going to be a snowbird, you know, and not go real far, but, you know, either Nashville, maybe Alabama, but just to get out of here in the winter. And it's brown. I don't mind it cool. It's been a great, great winter, selfishly. I love it. Absolutely love it.
I love how he said he was going to ask you a question, then he answers both of his questions.
No, my question was, is this a fluke or is this the way we can expect this kind of life?
You know, that's a really tough question to answer, but what I'm feeling and what I've gathered through all of my research and what I've seen happening, I really think a lot of it has to do with it is a strong El Nino year. We do have this big major pattern just taking our temperatures above average. Now, when you pair that with climate change, yes, we're getting these crazy extremes. Is it always going to be like this? No, I don't think so. I mean, we're in fact flipping over to a La Nina as we go into spring and summer. So that usually brings below average temperatures. And even as soon as 10 to 15 days out, I see below average temperatures in our forecast. And we haven't had that practically all winter. Right. So yeah, there is still going to be winters here in Wisconsin. Are they going to continue to get more mild? Are we seeing warming? Yeah, we are. So when you pair that with El Nino and climate change, we're getting the extremes, but we'll still see winters.
How low are the water tables, Brittany? Do you know?
You know, I haven't looked in a week. I'm so sorry about that.
But I mean, that's
I took the week off.
We had so little snow this year that, you know, a lot of streams and everything like that, you know, would be so much higher right now. And there you go past some of those and it looks like it's August as far as the depth.
It sure does. I mean, in fact, the far northeast, not exactly Green Bay, but pushing Shawano area and further up to the north, you guys are in a severe drought right now already. And this is usually flooding season.
Right.
So like you said, it's the opposite. So I'm not sure how many rivers are going to be rising and flooding, but with the really dry soil, that could also cause some localized flash flooding when we get heavy rain on, let's say, Thursday.
Wow. Okay.
But there was a story. There's so many positives and negatives to this. I mean, you got to think about farming and what you just said. And I feel bad for some of the businesses, but there's a surplus of, this has been a good experience. The expenses for the county and the cities have been very low because they haven't, plow guys get, I don't know how they do it in other municipalities, but our guys are time and a half, right? It's the same guys who do the garbage routes, do the snow plows, but they have to work time and a half. And then there was a time when we were out of salt and we spent a fortune on salt because we had to have it. And now they don't know what to do with all the salt they have. So yeah, it's just a tough time to manage because you can't, like you said, it's not, this is the way it's going to be going forward. You know, you can't think like that because this is.
Do you remember that one? Do you remember, Todd? You probably remember this. That one Twilight Zone episode where it was just like, it was like 150 degrees every day. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that could happen. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
I love the Twilight Zone.
Me too.
What's your favorite episode, Todd?
Of Burgess that broke his glasses.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
That was really.
You know another one? I always liked guy who was hitchhiking. And then the lady, she keeps driving down the road. Then she sees him again further down. Then she finally picks him up and gives him a ride. And it turns out it's because she's dead and he's like taking her to like the
never-ever-life.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Brittany, thanks for joining us. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
What happened to the 150? What happens in that show? It's 150 degrees every day. How does it end?
I don't remember.
One of his favorites.
I'm assuming at 150 degrees, it doesn't last long.
Yeah,
it must burn up pretty fast.
Look that one up if you can.
All right, I will.
All right.
Okay.
So, Brittany, are you a fan of The Twilight Zone since that's why we had you on?
No. Sorry, I've never seen it.
You've never seen
The Twilight Zone?
Look how she's young.
Oh, man.
Is that my plans this week? I have to watch this now?
Yes, they have marathons.
Yeah, they do.
They do have marathons.
They got their little binge things.
Yeah.
And actually, Brittany, you should take a couple of those in just to, you know, be one of the cool kids because everybody talks about the Twilight Zone.
And it's really cool how so many big name actors were, you know, in that early on.
Yeah.
It's called The Midnight Sun.
Cool. Okay, hang on. What's that called?
The Midnight Sun was the episode. And at midnight, it was still as sunny as high noon and the temperatures reached 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Wow.
It is like that. Oh, yeah. There was no night. I think it was like always daylight.
Right.
Yeah.
Stuff can
happen.
But that guy was, That guy was a weird guy.
Who?
The Twilight Zone guy.
Rod Sterling?
Yeah.
Wow.
I read something about him.
Like, he was a World War II veteran.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Can't believe everything you read, Jim.
Look him up.
I think he was a good guy.
Mm.
No? All right.
I'm not saying he was a bad guy. He smoked like a chimney, right?
Well, yeah. Even during his intro, I think he was smoking.
Yeah, something else. I think it was tough to work with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
I don't know where I don't know.
Yeah. Mm, wonder what that would be like.
Pot calling the kettle black.
They don't make those people anymore.
Oh, City Hall. Yep. Okay.
So, Brittany, have you changed your sports person, outdoor person?
What'd you do? Your fat tire bike?
You're not skiing. You're not snowmobiling. What are you doing?
I'm hiking, am fat tire biking, and that's about it. I'm kind of going to the gym now, keeping me inside. I don't like it.
Boy, you sure stay active, though. That's cool. You really do. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We,
We mean to.
We have, our intentions are really good on this show. But like my mom used to say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. She said that all the time. And she's listening too, by the way. But yeah, that was her thing. But, you know, I just, these businesses up north, you know, they're the state, Wisconsin gave them some short-term loans, and I don't know if they're grants.
I know the UP, they were looking for big ones up there because some of those places got hurt so bad.
Remember we had Barb Lemieux on here?
Yeah.
She runs the New North, and I don't know if it was a grant or a loan, but, I mean, some of these people, you know, it's like a mini COVID, you know? They don't have any customers. Nobody's coming in their bars, their restaurants, their supper clubs.
The snowmobiling areas in the UP really got
right. That's what I mean.
Hit hard.
Think of the ski.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of those things. Good news is, though, is that Granite Peak is still 100% open.
Wow.
They have found, yeah, it's wild. I mean, just the slopes have snow on it, and they're actually moving snow around to the lifts in the areas because, you know, that gets a little more use and a little bit more muddy, but they are keeping it open 100%, and they want to stay open until April 7th.
That's awesome. Good for them. I was happy they had the ski jumping at Pine Mountain last week.
Good.
Up in Iron Mountain. I didn't think they were going to have that, but that's cool. That's a big event up there.
A lot of that stuff's a little man-made.
Yeah.
A lot of it. You got to get a base, but
yeah.
Wow.
Well, all right, Brittany. Well, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to break this record, do you think, tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Maybe even today, too.
Wow. Wow.
Phenomenal.
Right. We'll enjoy it.
Thank you so much,
all right,
Brittany.
Have a good week.
Take care.
Talk to you Monday.
You too.
See ya. All right. You know, we should be active like her.
I know, right?
Hiking and
outside,
fat tire biking and cross-country skiing.
But she's young, you know.
Just, we're young.
Okay.
At heart.
She was telling me off the air she moved this past week.
So
she was doing that all week. And she said it was kind of a rough one.
Nothing worse than moving.
I think one of the reasons people don't move is because it's such a pain. Right? It's like, yeah, I don't know.
They always say, you know, you got a special friend if they'll help you move.
Right.
Because there's nothing less fun than helping somebody else move.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And even when you move your kids to college, that was a pain. Just think of a household. You know what I mean? Hate it. No, we're staying.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday to Johnny Knoxville. He's 51 today. Bobby McFerrin. Was that the Don't Worry, Be Happy
day? You bet.
72 today. Today is World Plumbing Day. World Plumbing Day.
We talked about that. Every industry has their day, and I was waiting for this.
Okay.
So here it is.
Today's also No Smoking Day. No Smoking Day. Did you ever smoke? Did you? Oh, your mom's listening. You can't say.
When I went to school at St. Norbert, I did, and you could smoke in class at ashtrays on the tables. That makes me sound old, but we really could smoke in class.
That does sound bizarre, to be honest. To be smoking in a class.
And you would just light up.
Wow.
And I smoked Marlboro Menthols or Kool, right?
And what year was this? I mean, how old were you?
Well, you were to school in 19, 20.
Okay.
So 77, 8, 9. And my marketing, and I was a marketing major. It didn't start off that way, but he smoked the same brand, and he would come off and just, because that's how I sat in the front, he would just mooch a cigarette off me, you know? I don't know.
Do you smoke, Todd?
Cigars occasionally.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
No, but, and then, you know, I got a job when I got out of school and traveled quite a bit. And I always would always take, you know, smoking aisle. I mean, the thing you smoked on airplane,
I know, right?
All that fuel. And you're right next to the person. It's just like, I almost think like, okay, that was my great grandfather. But I did that. And then one day I just said, this is crazy. And I just quit. So I think you can't quit smoking. But so today is No Smoking Day. Has that been around for like ever? It must be because
I used to chew a little bit.
Nobody smokes. Not very few people smoke. Did you?
Yeah. Beech nut.
Yeah, that's not good for you either.
Maybe that's why I got toothache.
All these years later.
It's coming back. Johnny, you shouldn't
have done. Beech nut wasn't bad.
I don't know what that is.
It's not like cowboy. It's like the big, big piece of tobacco.
Okay,
I did when I played like American Legion baseball type stuff.
There you go.
You know, because you got to be cool.
Yeah, you got to be cool. Yes,
got to be cool. Absolutely. Okay. That's one of the reasons I spit so good. Remember, I told you we could do that.
Yes, God, yes, you
through
did tell
teeth?
Me that.
Yes,
yes,
that's how I helped develop.
Don't
that.
Care. All right. Okay, happy birthday, Bobby.
Do you want to take a look at this tooth or not?
Nah. Todd.
We got a center break. BJ Gannon will be coming up at 7 o'clock. Kathy Lark a little after that. We're gonna have a fun day. Back after this.
Be happy. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Don't worry. Be happy.
COVID.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Call me. Bobby McFerrin, 1987.
Really?
Todd?
I think you're close. Let me check right here.
That's what I think. 87. Later. No, 88. 88.
Yeah, I'm...
I'm going to say 88.
88 is correct.
There you go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, okay, you were mentioning something. Today is the anniversary. I mean, what? Well, I don't know if you want to call it an anniversary, but
well,
4 years ago.
That's when WHO declared this a pandemic. So World Health Organization
right.
said, you know what?
COVID.
COVID is a pandemic. And you know, we didn't know what we were doing. Nobody did. Even though they thought they did, they didn't. But I think we learned a little bit about America. I think we learned a lot about society, quite honestly, if you go back and study that. But people got a little selfish. You know, remember the toilet paper run?
Oh, yeah.
And then
I always think is so stupid.
Right. You're because you're not going to go anymore.
It's like, really, we got this factory over right. here with 5,000 people or whatever. And you know what they do every day? Right. They make toilet paper.
But I think people worried about shutdown. And but people did panic and they got a little bit hoarding. A little bit. And it was, and I know that how disappointed one of my daughters was because this was right after Nashville went through like a hurricane and they just did this whole big hunger thing. And she was just like, oh, I just love living here. And then they go to buy and then everybody's buying like months and months yeah. of things. So anyway, I don't know. That's a little scary to think like that if something really bad would happen, if people would be. You know, I remember that Lester Holt, when he signed off, is, you know, take care of yourself, but take care of each other. And what he was saying was don't hoard.
Yeah.
Don't hoard the toilet paper. But, yeah, that was – and then I think you learned a little bit about, you know, the government, which, I mean, thank God we live in the wealthiest country there is because we just threw money at the problem. I mean, that's what we did. We just threw tons of money at – we shut businesses down. We gave them gazillion dollars. People really didn't know – I mean, we don't know now what we knew back then, and it became so politicized. Remember that?
Yeah.
Should you wear a mask? Should you not get the shot? Not. And I don't know. It's 4 year. I don't know. The 4 year anniversary. Like I remember that because I was only 4 years younger. But that was just a weird time. And the big
One
thing
the
that I remember was
the weirdest time in my life.
And you're a huge NCAA guy. Was
yeah.
When they canceled that,
I'll
and then,
never forget that. Sitting there watching the game, waiting for this. I think it was Michigan. And
unbelievable.
They're clearing the arena.
And the other thing that I was like, oh, my God.
I remember I put a thing on my Facebook. This is unbelievable. They just canceled the state tournament basketball game.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that. And
they
it's like,
did.
Remember that?
Yeah. But the thing that got me was South by Southwest got canceled. And that is a huge, huge event down in Austin.
Oh,
familiar with that?
No, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Todd, you are.
Yeah.
When they canceled that, I thought, you know what? This is real because that's years and years in the planning. And then the St. Patrick's Days
yeah.
started to get canceling. And I think the reason when I saw 4 years, I was like, man, I really remember that. We were in Mexico and in Cabo. And the guy was like, hey, man, there's some bad stuff going on. Like he was like scaring me like nuclear war stuff.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I went online and looked up, and St. Norbert had pulled all the students from Italy that were on, what do you call it, foreign exchange program.
Okay. Yeah.
And cut them back early. And some people were mad about, hey, you're cutting their education short. And Brian's like, no, they're coming home. And then I was going to, that guy left like 4 days early. He changed his flight. And I said, Donna, should we do that? And it's like, no, we'll wait it out. But then we came back and there were people wearing masks already. And then, yeah, it was a week later they declared us a pandemic. So that was a weird time to live.
Terrible. Like, I mean, unbelievable time.
We didn't
unbelievable time.
Know much. And I don't know, are we better for it? I don't know.
That's when I got my hip replaced. Right during that.
Really?
Yeah, like right before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then people, you know, they stop going to the doctor because they're afraid of that, and they get their checkups, and people are postponing.
Did you ever have it? Like, have it?
No.
I tested positive once, but I didn't have any symptoms.
Donna got really, really sick. Like,
did she?
Yeah, and I was like, and like, I get some, like, you, friends, and they're like, don't go on a respirator. You know, like, that's like the beginning of the end. So, yeah, we got all the stuff, and to your oxygen levels, but it was amazing. She couldn't even go up the stairs, you know, in her house, which is
it was tough because that's also when I was in real estate. So it's like you want to go show a house to some people, it's like only one person allowed in, or maybe two people for the showings. And
however,
different things. And
you got to give Governor a little bit of credit that that was one of the what are the essential businesses because they're such a strong lobbying group. Oh. But they, you know, they closed a lot of businesses, right?
Yeah.
But real estate, they didn't.
Stayed open,
yeah. Which was nice, but the rules changed big, big time. Yeah, that was.
But we weren't allowed to work in the office. I remember that. That came from corporate. That, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
you could still keep going. It's the businesses that they shut down. You cannot be in business. And,
yeah.
You know, it's amazing how many businesses went under. They just didn't have the runway. That of course they say that about Americans too. That. A lot of people only have like maybe 2 months of savings, you know, if they lose their job.
If they're lucky, I think.
Right.
Yeah. If they're lucky.
I've got 2 weeks.
But, I don't know. I hope people learn from that. And then do you remember like after a year, they're like, oh, man, people are just saving. We've never had a higher savings accounts for Americans.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they couldn't spend.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were like, okay, we got to regroup here, honey, and start saving our money. So I don't know. Did we learn something? I hope so. But
I want to read this text here. I remember my last year of teaching, our superintendent told us we would be out for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Never returned in person the rest of the school year, and I retired. Wow.
That was the other thing. And then I would just go back to what I was saying, is that we didn't know anything back then, and everybody thought, you know, a week or two, and like you said, those schools, and you know, there's gonna be a lot of studies that are gonna come out on these kids that did a lot of online schooling, and you know, are they keeping pace? And yeah, that was not good. I mean, there was really, I don't know, was there anything good about it? I guess we saved money. I think the family unit, pets, people adopted a lot of pets during that time because they were home, and let's get a dog. Anyway, I think we overreacted.
I think the worst part of it, though, was we still didn't know, you know, what exactly. I mean, could this wipe us out almost?
And
I mean,
that's the scary part. Is this the end? Right?
Yeah. Is this the end?
Right.
I mean,
but I'd like to think we're better for it now. I do. Next time it comes up, well, at least we're going to know a little bit more than we did last time. But anyway, we're all here.
By the way, Did Milton have a nice birthday?
Oh, it was awesome.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Did you get the picture he sent of him taking Milton shopping?
I didn't get it.
Oh, no. You didn't get that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I took him shopping.
He took him shopping. He said he could have any toy he wants.
Yeah, only one, though.
Yeah,
only
one Milton. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, we come back. We have our veteran spotlight, BJ Gannum. You got to hear this story, folks. Back after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Noon to 2 on Monday will help you recover from daylight saving time and take a look back at the happenings from the weekend right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice.
got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.